everyone, welcome to The Wizarding Effect. This is episode 36, and today's date is March 16th, 2020, and I am Duds, or Duds Versus, known to the rest of the interwebs.
And I am Jimbo, also known as Jimbo Slice 23, and this week we have a guest, The Wizarding Effect's digital producer, Carl. What have you been up to this week, Carl? It's been a while.
It has. This week I've been pretty busy, to be honest. I released a wonderful video, if I do say so myself, showing the behind the scenes as what I do as the show's digital producer.
Yeah, way to upstage us, Carl. Jeez.
I didn't even tell them about that. I just did it.
We had no idea.
It was a great video.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. See, guys, I do things.
Carl does.
He is there for a reason.
But I've also been working on videos for my new Carl Rides Gaming channel, which is where Ripple Season 3 will be. So they'll be coming out in the next few days. Well, I'm not going to give you any spoilers on those yet.
Because I haven't filmed them yet.
Good point.
Hey, hang on. Do you at least have a little bit of an idea for what you want to do with Season 3?
I have no idea what I'm going to do for Season 3. I've been playing around with so many different things recently in a creative world, and none of them are really catching my inspiration.
Yeah, so I've got two ideas I want to do. One's a ravine-style base, and the other is like this weird circular-style futuristic build base. So I'm just like,
Well, I will steal whichever one of those you don't do, because I have no idea. I've also been redoing my stream setup. So I'm not doing restream anymore. I'm following the crowd. I'm doing Twitch 100%.
There we go.
Yeah.
So we're all on Twitch now.
Hopefully we can get that team set up.
Hopefully we'll be able to do that. So I've been doing all my graphics and all my little panels and stuff and having a good time doing that with the new Streamlabs OBS Mac beta, which is so much better than normal OBS on Macs. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I'll be doing some streaming very soon.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not just on Mac. Streamlabs OBS for streaming, period, is better than OBS. I still use OBS for recording because it's just such a simple program to set up to record. But for streaming, I can't use OBS anymore. It's got to be slobs.
Same with me.
Nice. So what have you been up to this week, Jimbo?
Well, I finally finished my final episode of The Ripple Effect, and it took me over a week. I think just going back and grabbing clips from old episodes, trying to put everything together, just to show you a little bit of what the whole season was about. And I did a little bit of different things editing, but I think it came out really good. I'm really happy with it.
Yeah, I've got to ask you. Hang on.
Yeah.
You did it several times where it sounded like your voice was way off in the distance.
Yes.
Or like you were moving through a room or something. How did you do that?
Well, I actually committed to buying the software, my editing software, which is HitFilm Pro. I had the HitFilm Express. Now, the Pro gives you some audio options, and I just played with them until I got that right sound, pretty much. Now, for the future, I should probably write down what I played with, because I'll forget if I want to do that again, odds are. So,
yeah.
I do want to do that a little bit more, and that's using, you know, the third-person account, doing that kind of stuff, so...
Well, I wonder if it's like, I've got Vegas, so whenever I do one of those custom FX things, I can save it as a preset with a special name. So like when I do my lower thirds that pop up and say subscribe, I've got special FX for each section of it, and I just save it, say lower thirds 1, lower thirds 2, lower thirds 3. So I don't have to constantly redo it because it's a pain in the butt.
Oh, I hope I do have that feature. That would help out a lot. But, also this week, I had eye surgery, and the doctor told me I'd be swollen.
Yeah,
pretty bad. I'm thinking I'm gonna have like a baseball, softball size forehead. But no, it's not that bad. Yeah, there's a little bit of coloring, but I'm fine to do Minecraft. I mean, it's gonna take a lot to keep me out of Minecraft, so that wasn't enough, and I was able to finish my episode. Even after the surgery, I'm here today talking to you guys. I'm feeling fine. And also this week, I had to get prepped for the whole lockdown from this virus, coronavirus. So,
yeah, I kind of wish I was locked down. I am not.
It helps the for guy, Minecraft content and podcast.
I say the guy who coughs basically from March till July doesn't get locked down for coronavirus. They're just like, hey, you're already sick. Go out there and catch the other stuff.
I think I mentioned on your stream that I used to cover my farts by coughing. Now I have to cover my coughs with a fart.
So there you guys go. There's our third grade joke for the day.
There you go. But that's it for me, Duds. What have you been up to this week?
This week has been more Project Moss or My Own Survival, because people get really confused when I say Project Moss.
Yeah.
Basically, I worked on the home some more. When I finished episode 3, it was very bare bones, just got it done, because it took so long to get supplies to build that thing. I should put on the... When you're a week into the game and you're still using iron tools and stuff, don't build your house out of concrete and stripped wood. It takes forever. Yeah. But yeah, I put a ton of detail into this house. I'm finding that it's probably the most detailed build I've ever done, especially for a starting house. And it caught me so much that I've reworked my entire plans for the season because how much I've liked this house I'm in now. So everyone knows how I do my seasons. I have the standard, this is my mega base, and it's going to have all the farms going to central storage, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not doing that this season. My plan is to, the entire island is now my base, and I'm going to have several different buildings, and they're going to store farms. So it kind of sucks because my biggest problem with recording the series is I only have about 2 hours a night to play at most. Days when we record the podcast or I'm planning the podcast, I'm not doing anything with the survival series. So those are wiped out. So having where I can stand in one location and 7 or 8 farms are going at the same time collecting resources for me is really awesome. That's not going to happen this season.
Yeah, I guess the single-player world could give you a little more time to detail things. You know, there is no pressure to put out a video as fast, you know, because you got the other members on a multiplayer world putting out videos, and you feel like, you know, you have to hurry things. But
I felt with the single-player series, since I've got to do everything, I don't want it to be like a guide or a tutorial, but this is me actually playing the game. I'm trying to show kind of as much struggle as I can because I've never done the single player world. And then when it comes to Ripple Effect, yeah, it's going to be me messing around having as much fun as I can in the shortest amount of time possible.
So, yeah.
But yeah, so instead of having a standard villager trading hall, I'm going to have like a butcher with a butcher shop. And in that butcher shop, we'll have a chicken farm and maybe a cow farm. And then I'll have a flower shop where it'll have the guy who does the loom. I don't know what those guys are called. But it'll have a flower farm in there so I can trade dyes with him. And Mason will have his own building or whatever. I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, just trying to think of what the loom guy's name is.
I don't know
either. I can't think of what his name is.
I've got a loom. I don't know how I got the loom, but I got one. But yeah, that's kind of it for me this week. Should we go ahead and jump into the news?
Yeah.
Alright, so we have Snapshot 20W11A, but before we talk about that, there was a note from Ling about Redstone. And they're talking about how they're changing how a lot of Redstone's going to work. I don't mean like a complete overhaul, but they want to get rid of the bugs. They want it to be more like the Bedrock version of Minecraft, which I can see because it makes it easier to, I guess, design a game when everything works the same.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people freaking out because it's going to break a lot of farms. A lot of people don't want quasi-connectivity broken, which I kind of agree with. It's been in the game for so long. To take it out now kind of feels like a thing.
Yeah, a lot of things work with that feature.
But what I'm enjoying the most is I think the last two updates, it's like been the most open and freely able to talk to the devs we've had in forever.
So. Yeah, it seems like they are taking a lot of the opinions of the players and the listeners a lot more often.
Yeah.
Which I've noticed they tweeted out that they plan on fixing the zero tick bug, mm-hmm. which I am a fan of. Not a fan of the bug, but a fan of them taking it out. I think it is a little cheaty, and it can be laggy.
Yeah, but it's only laggy for the client base, not server side.
Okay.
I don't think it's cheaty because it's in the game, and if it's in the game, I'm full on. If you want to take advantage of it, do it. But I'm with you in that I'm glad it's taking out of the game because I felt like it was too much of a bug to be a feature. It's not one of those, oh, here's a bug, let's call it a feature, and ta-da!
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so many farms are developed because of it. But is there any other bug that you guys would like to see fixed? If Mojang is listening.
Let Carl go first.
Put him on the spot, digital producer. Alright, so I'll go first while Carl's thinking. If anyone was in my last live stream, the villager who can't get out of the nether bug, please, Mojang, fix it. Ronald, Jerry, whatever the heck that guy's name is stuck in the nether, and he can't get out.
Yeah, I wasn't able to see that bug, but that sounds terrible.
Yeah, I moved him in there because to me that was the easiest way to move a villager a decent distance. He went into the portal just fine, and then when I tried to get him out of the portal, or out of the nether into the overworld, he'd stand directly in the portal and not teleport. So I would break the portal, rebuild it. He still wouldn't go. He ended up escaping at one time, running away. So I ended up bringing him back, and he still wouldn't go. I ended up moving the portal to a different location, and he still wouldn't go. So it's just, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know. That's definitely a weird one.
And from what I can tell, I'm the only person getting this bug.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before until now.
Yeah, it is on their bug tracker list. It was opened in like 114.1 and then closed and then came back for 115.2. Kind of like ghost blocks.
Which is a good segue to my bug fix, and that is the ghost block. Are you guys still getting those? Because I thought those were fixed.
I didn't ever really get ghost blocks when ghost blocks were bad.
I got them when I was fixing my mountain, which was like 2 days ago. And I'm like, are you kidding me? What is that doing there? And it turns out it was a ghost block. Why? I don't see how that bug made its way back into the game, to be honest. But yeah, that's my bug fix I would like to see taken away.
I mean, it's a ghost. The ghost shall rise again. All right, Carl. Showtime. What you got?
Jimbo nicked my ghost block.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. It is, because I haven't had it much since it's been back in the game. So I kind of forgot about it until then. There was a bug shown recently about how you could still sort of X-ray in the nether under lava to try and find netherite. So I think that could be one of the small bugs that needs fixing just to make netherite even more difficult to get.
Yeah, the X-ray is never... I've never been a fan of the whole X-ray bug.
I agree. Very cheaty.
That's all I've got.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. To me, X-rays are always going to be hard just because you can straight up get a texture pack that does it for you. That's as far as I'm going to go because I don't want people X-raying all the time. Just when I was running Comicraft, that was one of the things me and Bank were fighting all the time were X-rayers. And it's blatantly obvious when you look at the tunnels you make as an X-rayer that you're X-raying.
You just happen to tunnel 200 blocks of diamonds. It's weird, right?
Yeah. Well, if you got any more than a stack of diamonds in an hour, it's really obvious that someone should check. You either got really lucky, which I have had someone who just got really lucky, and they were all fine, but most of the time they're cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't have a set path, then it's kind of clear.
Yeah, but let's get into the actual snapshot.
Yes.
So, 20W11A added a new enchantment, the Soul Speed enchantment. This is an enchantment for your boots that'll let you walk on soul sand quicker. It's got some, I don't know what to call it. I'm going to call it a glitch, but we'll talk about that here in a second. They've added the twisting vines that now grow upwards, and everyone seems to love them. And I'm going to do something that's going to blow Carl's mind.
Oh man,
I don't like them. I think it takes away scaffolding block.
No, no, no. I don't believe you.
I'd rather have the scaffolding block than the vine.
This is coming from a guy who wasn't a fan of the scaffolding block.
I still hate the scaffolding block. But I think it's better than the twisty vine.
Yeah, it looks nice in that biome, though. I think it really goes well.
It really does look pretty.
It complements the, what's the weeping warped vine? Or
the crimson vine?
The crimson vine, yeah. Why did I say weeping?
No clue. You're probably thinking of weeping willow vines.
Doesn't matter. What's next?
Nether gold ore can now be found in the nether. It's just like overworld gold ore, but more nethery. That's the texture I'm kind of like, eh. Even Jasper said, hey, I came out with a new texture. Don't worry, it's going to get updated. Even that one's a little, eh. But
yeah,
it's not horrible. And the fact that gold's in the nether now, I mean, it makes so much sense. Yeah. Why wasn't it there in the beginning?
Yeah,
some people saw that coming.
But I'm also thinking this is here, we're going to put gold in the nether because your gold farms aren't going to work anymore.
Ooh. Man, that would be rough.
Yeah.
Which take the gold out. Take the gold out of the nether.
Give me my farm back.
Give me my farm.
It's really disappointing because I had an idea for, you know, the normal gold donut farm, but I was going to put piglins underneath it and sort out the ingots so I'd have bartering going the entire time I was AFK too. I mean, it's going to be ultimate gold farm. And now it's kind of... I don't know. Our gold farm's going to work anymore.
Or just gold is just going to be very abundant.
Yeah, it might be faster just to mine it than it is to AFK for it.
Yeah, they say it spawns just as much as the quartz.
Dang.
Yeah. I think quartz might be a little more common, but yeah, not by much. There's going to be a good bit of gold.
Okay, but some big changes that have come to the game. Bone meal can now be used to grow kelp, weeping vines, and twisty vines. Ooh. I'm not going to call them twisting vines, they're twisty vines.
The kelp thing looks very overpowered from what I've seen, though.
I kind of agree.
Yeah,
kelp grows pretty fast.
One piece of bone meal, and it was growing like 4 or 5 in length, and sometimes even right to the top of the water. That's got to be a bug. It's got to be like 1 per bone meal growth stage.
Yeah, it does vary.
The twisty vine does the same thing, where you can 1 bone meal and it's like a random set height it grows. Yeah. So it'll be like 10 one time, 2 the next time, 7 the next time. And it's all kinds of random stuff. But I'm immediately thinking, if you've got a skelly grinder, I'm immediately hooking that sucker up to a kelp farm.
Yep.
And then I'm hooking that up to an automated furnace. And then you're blowing through like some crazy amount of fuel generation, because I finally switched on my own survival from coal to kelp because I was getting tired of not being able to torch stuff up because I was running low on kelp or coal. So I've been mining kelp out of the ocean, and that takes me at least a day in Minecraft to do by hand. And then I'm spending the night going down mining. Of course, now I've got like 2 stacks of coal blocks and it's not a problem anymore. But I see skeleton grinders and kelp farms like going together as a big thing now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
At least that's how I do it. Maybe for there's the people going, people might be going, Duds, he's stupid. He don't know what you're talking about.
Nah, I'm sure we'll see it.
Also, hoes are now the appropriate tool for mining hay, target blocks, dried kelp blocks, shroom lights, nether warp blocks, and warp blocks.
Makes sense.
There's nothing special about it, but yeah, go hoes.
Yeah, we got to all have us a hoe. No.
Oh, come on, Jimbo, say it like that.
You heard the hesitation right after I said it. So.
Edit that out.
Can't hide that one.
Yeah, Carl, you're on that one. I've got to do too many coughs already this episode. Okay, next thing. Doors, rails, buttons, pressure plates, redstone, and more. I don't know what the and more is, but and more can now be placed on soul sand and full block of snow layers. I really like the full block of snow layers part.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it made a ton of sense before. I don't know why you couldn't do it, but...
Yeah, I didn't realize you couldn't do it in the first place.
GG, Jimbo.
I didn't know that was a thing. Couldn't put doors on there? Okay.
Yeah, soul sand with a rail on top will no longer slow down minecarts. I didn't know that was a thing.
No, me neither.
But I guess if you can't... Well, you couldn't put rails on soul's hand, so...
Yeah, they just said that.
Psh, Mojang.
That's true.
Busted.
You busted. TNT and campfires will now ignite when hit by any burning projectile. Does that mean I can catapult a zombie into a campfire that's on fire and it'll work?
Oh, I hope so.
Absolutely.
Because that's how I'm lighting all the lights in my base from now on, if that's possible.
Zombies flying everywhere.
Yeah. Bell blocks will now ring when hit by any projectile. I can see egg farms being good for that if you want an automatic bell ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd have chickens everywhere. There's so many bell rings, you'd be like, okay.
Well, you would hide the bell underground, and when it threw the egg at the bell and a chicken hatched, you just have lava down there so there it would burn the chicken.
Yep, take care of the chicken.
And you've got food as well.
Mm-hmm. Win-win.
Or
chickens.
Win-win.
But yeah, that's kind of it for... Oh, one more big change. Crying obsidian will no longer be movable, slidable, pissinable, whatever you want to say. So that's kind of a downfall. I know a lot of people were kind of excited about a very hard-to-explode block being able to move, and now it can't move. Supposedly that was a glitch from the very beginning. It wasn't a feature they were taking away.
Yeah, a bit of a bummer, but I guess it makes sense also.
Yeah. Jimbo, you had some stuff you wanted to talk about for the snapshot.
Yeah, the soul sand, soul soil combined with water can enhance the speed, the soul speed enchantment. Yes. Now, this leads into a listener comment. Hey, look, it's him. Asked, would like to know our thoughts on the new form of fast travel with the new enchantment. This is what I was just explaining, the soul speed in water. I am not a fan of this because the testing that I've seen can lead to crashes because I don't think there's a limit to the speed if you have the highest enchantment of the soul speed.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have seen that.
By crashes, he means your computer's going to die.
Yeah. The whole game's going to shut down.
Yeah.
But saying that, you go fast. You can travel thousands of blocks in seconds. It's ridiculous. But I don't care what rendering issues they fixed. I don't think it can handle that.
No. Especially on a multiplayer server.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be bad for everyone. I don't know how much I'm going to use it.
Am I right in saying that enchantment is only on boots that you can get from the Nether? You can't actually get the book from it.
I think you can barter something from the piglins to get.
Yeah, I think it's
I don't know if they give you a book or if they just straight up give you the boots.
From what I've seen, it's just on the boots, and then they take damage as you use them.
Yes. So,
and I haven't seen, but... You know, hopefully you can't put mending on them. What I'm trying to say is that, like, if this is a thing, it's going to be a thing for a very short amount of time while your boots get used up. If it's something you can add mending to or something that you can get a book from, then it's going to be, like you say, way too overkill for servers and for even some high-end computers are going to have trouble rendering that. So I think, you know... It'd be nice if it does work, but I think they need to taper it down a little bit just to bring it, you know, down to a usable...
He's struggling for words, guys.
Yep.
Kind of like the compact ice, how you gain speed as you go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make it kind of similar to that. I don't know if it is similar, but I think it's a little over that mark.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact... Like, I want to say compact ice in a boat, your speed on a boat at some point gets capped. Like, this is as far or as fast as you can go, period. You're not going to be able to go faster no matter how much you try. And I want to say this glitch, because let's face it, it is a glitch. This is not going to stay in the game. Has no cap, and that's why you're able to accelerate so quick and just keep going for forever. And I 100% agree. You're going to crash your world. It may even corrupt your world because it's loading and unloading chunks at extreme speeds. I don't think it's going to keep up. Java worlds and Bedrock worlds, for that matter, are very fragile things. The chunks get corrupted all the time. So, yeah, plus at some point, you're going to miss, and you're going to end up slamming into a tree and killing yourself. And you're going to be thousands of blocks away from your bed, and you're going to have no clue where your stuff is.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely a glitch. I think they're going to do what they did with Infinity and Mending, and you're not going to be able to have this enchantment and Deathstrider on the same boot.
Yeah, as of right now, they are compatible, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's about it for the comment. I think we covered it.
Yeah, I think it's time to get into a block of the week, right? Oh, wait, we have a Discord ad. This week's Discord advert is from Cass. Take it away, Cass.
Is this thing on? I'm Cass, and I'm here to figure out why you have yet to join the Withering Effect Discord. It's a great place to hang out with other Minecraft enthusiasts and the creators of the show. It's also the only place you can vote for Block of the Week. The link to join the Discord is in the show notes.
And thank you for that, Cass. The best thank part about Cass. That is, since Carl's the digital producer, I didn't have to warn him to not talk for 10 seconds.
I knew what I was doing.
Exactly. Dude, just seeing the behind the scenes of that episode was awesome. It's like, oh man, I want to do one of those. And then I was like, oh, amenity.
Well, you know, when I go on holiday sometime, you can do all that if you
want. Oh, no, I meant do the behind the scenes thing.
I don't like being on camera. Shows aren't going to go up that week. We'll mess up.
Just be like, we're taking a break.
I'm going on vacation with Carl. Forget this.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun making that. Things happened on different days to what they usually do, because I had to kind of like film them, and usually I do like some of that stuff like late at night, and obviously me going hi guys, it's Tuesday in my house is probably not a great idea at 1 o'clock in the morning,
and you gotta get camera ready and everything,
lighting and stuff, so yeah, but it was a lot of fun to make. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very cool. So block of the week
now. Block of the week.
All right, this week we asked you to vote in Discord for one of the following blocks to discuss: the loom, enchanting table, and bookshelf.
And the winner this week is... enchanting table.
By a long shot. Not even close.
Yeah, from the start, it literally won within 10 minutes of it coming up. Which was very different to last week, where I was begging people to vote.
Yeah, I was thinking bookshelf because there's so much room for improvement, but enchanting table is pretty popular. But I do have some things on the enchanting table. It is a block that allows players to spend their experience points levels to enchant tools, weapons, books, and armor. Level 30 is your max enchantment, and you need 15 bookshelves around the table to do your max enchantment. This can be crafted with 4 obsidian blocks, 2 diamonds, and a book, and can be picked up with any type of pickaxe.
And nice. I'm going to take the how to improve part of this, because I had a really cool idea, and I just so happened to look in the comments, and so did J-Man. Both of our ideas to improve are kind of on the same level, but I'm going to take his comment just a little bit further. And my change for the enchanting table will be the book you use to craft the enchanting table will guarantee you get that enchantment. So if you have a silk touch book and you craft an enchanting table with that silk touch book, that enchanting table can only give you a silk touch enchantment. Ooh. And instead of costing the 3 levels a normal max 30 enchantment cost, it's going to cost you all 30 levels. So there's an upside and there's a downside. So you no longer really need a villager once you get that book, but you better have a way to get 30 levels decently quick. And you can only get one enchantment on that table. So some highs, some lows, some extremes. Also, yeah, I think the crafting table should be allowed to let light pass through it again, because that sucks that it can't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. I wish you could enchant Elytra on the enchantment table.
You still can't do that yet?
You can't do that?
Even though there's only two enchantments you can put on there, I'd like to be able to do that.
Man, I'm going to have to get an Unbreaking 3 villager now.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm to the point now where I want shulker boxes so bad, I'm contemplating going to the end already, and it's like, I don't even have diamond armor yet, and I'm like, I gotta get shulker boxes.
Oh, yeah, it's a must once you've had them.
Yeah. And I'm boating back and forth between the savannah and my house now to move stuff back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, if I could fly, this would take 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. That's end game material right there.
Yes, sir. And I want to say I had my first shulker box in Ripple Effect by like week 2. Here I am 4 weeks into my world, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but I'm Ripple. We could just buy them for people.
That's true, too.
That's the great thing.
You had one hero go out and do the work for us.
Yep. Here's
I'm fully wanting to embrace the economy next season in Ripple Effect.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We got so used to an economy on Commycraft that moving to Ripple, it was kind of like we had to get you guys to dip your toes into the economy again.
Kicking and screaming. We like open farms. It's fine.
Yeah. But I think everyone started to enjoy it at some point. But yeah. I fully plan on delving into the economy next season.
Yeah. Shops help even with collabs and, you know, controversy and stuff like that. It gets people more together.
Whatever shop Jimbo builds next season, I'm going to build another one for half price.
Oh my god. I've got to go cheap.
No, well, I'm just messing.
You know, like they've got, you know, Sahara on Hermitcraft last season, and, you know, the Dragon Bros. The Wither Bros.
Yes. <what we're>
Oh, we need a shop.
We need a shop.
We're going to have to sell... We're gonna have to sell wither heads and beacons, aren't we?
Well, you've got to live up to the name, haven't you?
Yeah, oh,
definitely.
Well, I've been wanting to build a wither skeleton farm for a long time, so that might be a fun project to take on.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So you can hear on the podcast how many times we die making that.
It's not public.
Hey, like I said, my single player world is my serious world. I'm having as much fun as I can on Ripple Effect next season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means dying? Well, Jimbo's just going to have to deal with the abuse. But I think now is the time in the show where we pass it over to Carl so he can talk about the survey that's been going on 4 weeks now.
I thought I'd give people enough time. Yeah, I thought 4 weeks might be enough. Thank you to every single one of you who took part in the survey. It's really going to help us out with the show. And I just want to go through a few of the results. I'm not going to go through every single one of them because we'll be here till next Friday.
I'm dying over here. So.
And Duds is dying. I'm trying to gloss over that. But he'll be fine.
I don't know. I haven't coughed like at all today, but as soon as we started recording, I've been going horrible with it.
Hack, hack, hack.
Oh, is the way. Okay, so how did you find the podcast? Not surprisingly, most people found it via a podcast search or recommendation, with social media coming second at 16% to 55%. Mm-hmm. Again, with what did you search for? Not a ton of surprises here. Minecraft, Minecraft podcast, Mine podcast, and Minecraft speech. Minecraft speech was a little bit like out there, so I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, how do you speak Minecraft? That's weird.
We are speaking Minecraft, Jimbo. We are.
I don't know. Is that a language? Is that another language?
It's like this, man.
That's how I'm.
And this is where everyone turns the podcast off.
Yeah, now no one's listening.
No, I have data. I have data.
Put that on the survey.
How would you improve the podcast? Stop doing that. So which platforms do you listen to? Now, this is different to our Anchor data. But sort of the same at the same time. So Spotify is 50% on here. On Anchor, it's 45%. There's no Apple Podcast listeners on here, so I'm really disappointed in each and every one of you.
Huh.
Take that, Carl.
That is weird.
Because 20% of our listeners on Anchor come from Apple Podcasts, so I'm a bit surprised about that. But on the survey, it was 27% YouTube second, and then Google Podcast Addict and TuneIn.
A lot more people, like, quote-unquote, watch the podcast on YouTube than I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. you know, it's different to obviously Anchor because we don't have that data in there. So that's why the survey was really important for me to be able to see, to be able to factor YouTube into there and factor the video version into there. So that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often do you listen to the podcast? 72% listen to every single episode, which
is good.
16% whenever the title or topic interests me, which is good. And then 11% every now and then.
We need better topics.
This week on Jimbo's Nose Hairs.
Oh, boy. We don't want to talk about that.
Well, we can't talk about me hacking myself to death, because that'll be on forever.
How long do you listen to the podcast? So 50% listen in one sitting, including people who listen in earbuds at work and people who listen to us at two speeds, so really, really fast. And 22% as long as they have time for, and 11% only the parts which interest me. So just block of the week for some people. That's all they care about.
I'm kind of curious what we sound like at 2x speed.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah.
Chipmunks. I bet I'm the best sounding chipmunk out of all of us.
That's up for debate.
I mean, that's got a Discord vote written all over it.
No, definitely.
If you include my hacks, I become super cute.
Yeah, we gotta edit those out. I'm gonna win something.
Dude, I'm gonna be editing my coughs for like 20 minutes after the show tonight.
So I'll pick it up in the morning, then it's already midnight here.
That's true. Alright,
what day do you listen to the podcast? 61% is whichever day I have some free time, 27% on Wednesdays when it publishes, and 5% on Fridays. You know, most people, whenever they have time, which is fair enough.
Which will come in handy when we talk about what we would improve on the podcast.
Exactly.
Because there's some stuff I want to cover there too.
No worries. How long do you think each episode should last? So 44% said 1 hour, 33% an hour to an hour and a half, and then 45 minutes and 2 hours. So 1 hour to one and a half is sort of the sweet spot for everyone, so we could go a little bit longer on the shows than we currently do. How much do you like these types of episodes? These parts of the episodes? So what we did this week, Minecraft News, Block of the Week, one main topic, are the ones that got most of the I love it or I like it. We then go down to two smaller topics where I like it came out on top, with love it second. Guest episodes, love it again, but we did have a don't like on there as well, so they're really going to hate this episode.
Carl, get off the mic.
All right, we're going to end it there.
See you later, guys. Bye. And then going off topic and tangents, most people said they liked it again, with some people saying they don't. But there's some other comments regarding tangents later on as well. So most people seem to like what. You know, the features of the show, more or less.
I would have to agree, considering I keep looking at those analytics you post, and we have been growing and growing and growing, and it's so awesome.
Yeah, I updated it earlier today, and we're on total listens, including YouTube, as of 3 hours ago or so, 10,745.
Wow.
Jeez, guys. Awesome. Like, that support is awesome.
Yeah, even with all the tangents.
Yeah. And
sometimes you just can't help the tangents.
Seeing those stats, I think, has made it to where next MineCon, if it doesn't get canceled by Bud Light Virus, I'm going to go.
Oh, we're going.
So,
someone chat on me a plane.
Well, it might be in London. You never know. They did one in London.
There you go. You guys can come to me.
I'll try.
Yeah. It's going to be a big... How much are the tickets going to cost to fly over there for that one?
Yeah.
But if it's definitely in the US, I'll definitely try to find a way to go. If it's in London, 50-50 chance.
It just said me.
You're yeah, still we'll saving, what, $700 on a ticket, so...
That is true.
That's true.
These next two questions were asked just purely for my curiosity. There's no current plans to do either of these, But mm-hmm. with these numbers, that might change. If we were to launch a Patreon, would you be interested in pledging? I put up, no, I'd rather you run ads, which came out with 39%. Mm-hmm. Yes, up to $4. Yes, up to $1. And yes, for $5 or more. And those added together came out to 44.5% of the people who responded said they'd be willing to pledge between $1 and $5 on Patreon, with just 16% saying they're not interested in ads or Patreon.
And I've got strong feelings about Patreon and ads. I've never liked adding ads to anything. Like, that's my least favorite part, when I watch one of those tech YouTubers and they've got an ad for some random sponsor that has nothing to do. I hate it. So I would never want to do ads unless that's what everyone preferred. But it seems like there's a good bit of people who would like some kind of Patreon benefits. And with that, I would say the show you're listening to now, we will never charge you for. Yeah. It'll always be free. If we were to do something with Patreon, it would be bonus content. You'd get, so our show is like an hour now. You'd get an extra 30 minutes, maybe 45 to an hour of us just doing something for you. Or I want to say you had talked about merchandise in the survey.
Yeah. So that is the next one. 44% said they're not interested in merchandise, with 39% saying stickers and badges, and then t-shirts after that at 27%. Hats and caps, 22%, and then down from there with everything else.
Yeah. So I'm all for Patreon, and it may be that the upper rewards for Patreon just turns out to be merch, if we can figure out a way to do that.
Yeah,
or something like that.
I'm sure there's ways we can work that out, but that's something that we're going to have to discuss. Not on air.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
But, the you know, it was asked purely for me, my curiosity as to what people, you know, would want to do in the event that we looked at ads or we looked at Patreon. So having that data there really helps us make that decision.
That's really awesome. Like, that goes back to the support this community is giving us, and it blows my mind that people are so into the show. And reading through these survey results, as briefly as I did, I went, holy cow, we've got to make this better. We've got to make it so people really love this show, because there are people out there who do like the show, and I just want it to be better for them.
Yeah, definitely. And it's technically just started, you know?
Yeah, we're just beginning.
So, and anything subject to change, some of the numbers on the survey and stuff, and maybe more people will be interested in a Patreon down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because obviously this is just people who responded to the survey. Obviously there's loads more people out there who listen to the show every week that I'm sure would be in those kind of categories as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to reiterate, you will never have to pay for this show.
No. Never.
I agree.
I just don't feel that would be right, period.
No. Okay, so what is your preferred way to get in contact with the show? 94% Discord. Not a shock.
No, because that's our favorite way too. At least my favorite way.
16% email. I do respond to your emails, guys. So if you want to chat, email me.
I have gotten emails too.
Good.
To my personal YouTube one.
2,000 unread emails.
So don't email Jimbo. He won't.
Don't
see.
Email.
So I might have to sort through those. Moving on.
Okay. And the
hang on. I just want to put it out there, Jimbo, that's exactly what I thought your email looked like.
Nailed it.
Dearie me. And the third one being tweets. No one's interested in voice messages. I bet most people don't even know that exists. So if you go to anchor.fm/thewitheringeffect, you can actually leave us a voice message there. So if you want us to play your question or comment out on the show, you can actually leave a voice comment there, and I can pull it into the show in Anchor to be able to put you guys on the show. So if that is something you're interested in, I'll leave a link to the Anchor page in the show notes, because it's not on there. It's the Ripple Effect website that's on there. So if you guys do want to leave us a voice message, there will be a link there for you to do that.
Did not know you could do that. But I also want to put out there, if your mic's really crumbly and there's a ton of background noise, we can't play that just for quality's sakes.
Yeah.
But everyone who does the recording so far for the ads has been way better than I thought. So maybe that's just me being sound nerd.
Sound nerd.
Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Have you joined the Discord? 89% yes. 5% no, but I'm going to, and that those people have joined it since they filled this in because I have the names against them.
Oh.
And 5.6% don't like Discord, which is fair enough. It's fair enough.
I was gonna say, their own. Don't worry, I did not like Discord when Freddie Bushboy brought it up to me either. I said that is dumb and it won't last 2 months. 6 months later, Comicraft moved to Discord.
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Discord, if you don't like it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We got so many different ways you can get in contact with us.
Yeah.
My favorite way is to throw rocks at Jimbo till he answers.
Yeah, I get a lot of bruises.
Don't ask if that's how he had his eye surgery.
Oh, God.
This podcast went to a dark place.
Nobody tweet that. I'm just asking for trouble now. So on to the more sort of freeform questions. So these are ones where you guys could leave comments for us.
Yes.
So what do you most enjoy about the podcast? So I'm just going to read through these comments. I like the topics covered and just the overall feel of the show. The discussion is just really fun and neat. Mm-hmm. Straight talk, tangents, guests. Yes, guests.
Carls.
Yeah, Carls are here. Not necessarily Minecraft, but related. I enjoy the feeling of friends talking. So that's really cool.
Which is what we want this show to be. We don't want it to feel like a news outlet. It should just be a bunch of people talking about a fun game.
Yeah, I write down very little.
That he does. If you watch Carl's video, you can see Jimbo's notes for a brief second.
Yeah. Mm,
my note.
Note. And that, not even notes.
And that is exactly why I didn't tell them I was doing it. Because Jimbo would have wrote War and Peace in there.
I love copied it word for word.
Yep. So, what do you enjoy most? All of it. Just keep doing what you're doing and I'll keep listening. Just listening to two passionate people talk about the game I love, the pace and content of the topics, its tendency to be more freeform, so tangents. I enjoy when two speakers talk about the worlds in-game and what they can improve on and what they're going to do. Minecraft news and opinions from passionate people, and the witty banter and fresh perspectives. Especially how much community interaction is involved. So that's all the Discord stuff, Block of the Week, and all that kind of stuff.
Nice. That's my favorite part, too. Yeah. I love getting the community as involved as possible.
Yep.
It makes it a lot easier to come up with topics.
Yeah.
hashtag May 12th.
Wait, what?
Just trying to get votes here. That's
Albany's going to win that, guys. You know it.
Oh, May 12th. I heard me 12, and I went, okay. Way to go, Jim. Surely. I thought you were like 30, but...
So, is there anything you would change about the podcast? Most of the responses were no, but there was a few. So, more guests or panels?
Yes! I like having guests and panels on. It's just the timing is so hard.
Yeah.
Because me and Jimbo are East Coast USA. And if you've noticed, most of our guests are European. Mm-hmm. I think Omni is the lone Canadian. I don't think we've had any other USA guests.
No, I think they've all been.
Yeah.
I like the show. I understand tangents will happen, and some of my favorite moments have been tangents, but there are some I feel go on too long.
That might be this episode. Noted. I'm sorry.
Occasionally, an episode feels like filler, so I would personally prefer a guest every week, even if that means repeating guests, although I know it's not always feasible. That goes back to timings, really, and trying to book people is really difficult.
And I will not lie, some of the episodes were filler, especially in the beginning. Trying to come up with topics was really hard whenever there wasn't a snapshot or preview or anything like that coming out.
Yeah, snapshots make episodes a lot easier.
Yeah, they give a lot of content, don't they, the snapshots?
Yep.
I definitely try to spend all week thinking of a topic, And then usually when I stream or on Fridays, I'll go to the Discord and be like, hey guys, you have anything you want me to talk about? And I try to work that in so we're not doing one giant topic the entire time that just sounds like rambling, because this is supposed to be free talk and we want the community's input. So I agree that some of the episodes were filler. Not going to hide that. But I can tell you, they haven't been filler for a while. And if they've sounded like filler, that just means I didn't do a good enough job. So I'm sorry, too.
Okay, so the release date of the show. So yes. We usually release the show on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They say that I'd release the episodes on Tuesdays or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, depending on what's best time for your recording. But again, as we've seen in the statistics from the survey, that most people just listen when they have time anyway. But for us, I think, especially for me with my work schedule, that the show is put together now suits, you know, what I have to do outside of the show. But I'm interested in what you guys think about releasing the show on a different day.
I've thought about this long and hard. Sorry, I'm in 12-year-old mode now. My bad. Because the whole point to moving release date would be to try to fill in the snapshot news. Am I right? Like, that's the biggest gain we can get. Yeah. So that would be me and Jimbo recording either Wednesday night, which is fine because the snapshots come out on Wednesday mornings. But it wouldn't give us a lot of time to put together a full episode. So it's kind of like, hey, we need to come up with an episode earlier in the week and just leave room for snapshot news. And if the snapshot news is too big, we'll go ahead and just cut the episode back to fill in the snapshot, which is a little bit more work for me and him, but it's not horrible. But Carl, as you saw in the behind the scenes episode, does a lot of behind the scenes stuff. So it's all about his work. And when he's free, we like to give him a full day to work with our stuff. Because even though I edit it whenever we end a recording session, Carl goes back, listens to it, and edits stuff I've missed. So you've got that, and you've got all the ad stuff. So it's really up to Carl. Would you be able to do something like on a Thursday?
Not currently.
And be able to put...
Not currently. Yeah, I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday most of the time, except at the moment because of the whole thing that's happening in the world. Because my hours have been cut. But most of the time I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So for me to be able to do everything that I currently do for the show and try and get it out for Friday would be way more difficult than it is now.
Yeah.
But we were...
We need you, so we're not going to do that.
I agree with Jimbo.
I noticed how much we need Carl this week.
But I agree with the date could be a better date, but with scheduling and stuff. Plus, let's not forget, when we have guests, a lot of the guest recording episodes is on a Sunday. Yeah. This is different because it's Carl, so he's on here on Monday. But we usually do a Sunday morning or a Sunday afternoon recording whenever we have European guests because of that big time difference. So to record on a Sunday and release on a Friday, well, it just means we really missed the snapshot topic.
It would end up where shows would be releasing on different days, on different weeks. And I think consistency is, you know, key, really, to this kind of thing. And yes, we may miss some of the snapshot news, but it's not too far away from us being back. And maybe it's something we could do. We were talking about doing something with Patreon, about some kind of like intermediate show during the week with that. So there's options there for us to look at, and we will look over them.
Yeah, we don't really miss anything. It's just, you know, a little bit behind, that's all.
Yeah, and it gives us time to think about the snapshots in more detail as well. If you were recording it the same, you know, within a couple of hours of it coming out, there's things that you wouldn't think about that you will over those few days. So it may be nearly a week behind, but I think the kind of quality of kind of the response to it is a lot better when you have that time to think about it.
I agree. The scaffolding block getting taken away by the vine, I didn't realize that till about a day ago. And I was just like, oh man, I really hate that scaffolding block. It can burn in a furnace. but I prefer it over that bind.
Reviewing aspects of the changelog without having anything to offer. So that, again, is about time, having more time for us to think about it and to look at the snapshots and kind of work with them.
I can elaborate on that. A lot of that, so I write a lot of the script. Jimbo comes in and he puts in his notes and everything. And a lot of that is Jimbo's note. It's usually an ampersand. I don't know a lot of in-depth game mechanics. So when I see all those game change notes and stuff, most of it, I'm just like, okay, yay. And I don't really play snapshots until they get them for releases because I like the surprise of, hey, new game feel. So that's my fault. I'll try to look more in-depth and stuff. And I'm sure Jimbo's going to, too. Yeah. We've been ragging on him a lot this podcast, but Jimbo does way more than his fair share also. So
yeah, we're
going to make this better.
We're just pulling his leg.
Yeah.
We tried to pull his eye and it fell out.
So focus more on big topics like update announcements. I think we kind of do that. Yeah. I would make it longer. Good news, this show will be longer.
Yes, it will.
The intro and outro music is louder than the main show.
I caught this when the first couple surveys came in. Carl gave me a sneak peek, and I saw this. And since then, I've been trying to get that better. That's all my fault. So when I'm editing the first pass, my voice, I have to crank up 6 notches. Jimbo's voice, I have to crank down 3 notches. And then the intro recording, I have to crank down 4 notches. And I wasn't changing the intro and outro at all originally. So
okay.
Yeah, from what I've seen recently, it has been a lot better than it was when that comment came in. So yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, when Carl gets the show, everything's just one thing, so he can't pick out certain stuff and edit it that easily. So stuff like that. That's my bad.
It's hard to turn down that music because it's so good.
Exactly.
It really is.
It's so catchy.
You just want to bop to it.
Oh, that decoy.
We'll have an hour show of just that music.
Please no.
Are there any topics you wish we would cover? So the more technical aspects of Minecraft. So again, we were talking about that before, going in more depth into the technical side, so we can do that. Similar games, Hytale, and then the next comment is, no Hytale, stick to Minecraft. So we can't please both.
I will say we will be covering Hytale just because I'm interested in Hytale.
Yeah.
And it's so similar.
Yeah.
I'm going to say as well that I clearly label the Hytale episodes with the title. So if you're not interested in Hytale, although I wouldn't want you to, you know, you can skip parts of that episode if you wish to.
I have a feeling, though, the Hytale episodes, they won't be full-on Hytale episodes unless there's some kind of huge Hytale release.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's just like, hey, Minecraft news was a little slow this week. Here's some Hytale news that, because I have a feeling a lot of Minecrafters are going to play Hytale too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And I noticed a lot of our audience do play Bedrock, and I'm not sure that Hytale will be console. I know it will be PC. I'm not sure. Do you know if it'll be console?
I definitely want to try to get better at covering Bedrock news, just because I've noticed that we have a ton of Bedrock listeners.
Yeah.
None of us play Bedrock, so it's like foreign land to us.
Yeah.
But I will try to do better on getting Bedrock news in there.
And there's two comments to that effect on there. Bedrock news and updates and Bedrock Java edition synchronization. So that's something we can work on and make sure that that's better as well. Go in depth on systems, enchanting, farming. The game has so much going on, I'm sure I've forgotten stuff and would make a good refresher.
I agree. That's kind of for a block of the week this week when the enchanting table, I put the note in Jimbo saying, talk about enchanting table, like how it works.
Yeah.
I put my note down.
Jimbo put his note down.
That's another good reason to have guests too, to talk about technical sides and stuff that we might not be familiar with. Yeah. So
me and Jimbo can do redstone, but we're not going to be building iron farms from scratch.
Yeah.
So bringing guests on that have more sort of hands on with that kind of stuff will definitely.
Yeah, like we brought Cass and Whitey. They're probably some of the best redstoners I've seen.
I learned a good bit off of them. They give more depth on things that we're not familiar with.
I honestly had never heard of Cass till YD had mentioned wanting to bring him on. I've been watching his stuff every week now. I'm addicted to some of the stuff he's building. I'm just like, God, I wish I was that smart.
Yeah, he's
pretty knowledgeable.
He does awesome stuff. Some of his contraptions and that are just amazing. So we'll try and get him back on again, maybe. We'll have a look.
Possibly.
What's the big deal about Red Dragon Studs?
Hey, they're the greatest mob never to be in Minecraft.
That was a comment.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. But if you guys watch, or not watch, but listen to the episode, I think me and Bank were talking about adding biomes to Minecraft, or adding mobs, Maven?
Yeah, was this?
I'm not sure.
The sky dimension.
Yeah, I wanted to add a sky dimension, and the big mob there was going to be rideable red dragons. And it's just kind of been a joke ever since that I try to mention red dragons in an episode, in case that one day Mojang adds red dragons, I can be like, see, I told you guys all along. But it's never been super serious other than that one episode about adding sky dimensions.
Yeah. But would you prefer a more pinkish brownish one?
No, Obni.
With no wings? No. Maybe flippers?
Obni, no. I know where this is going, and I know it's Obni.
It is.
And he's not going to win that bet, because walruses can't bet. He'll get that joke.
Okay, so do you have any other suggestions to improve the podcast? So there are kind of two comments which are the same, so I'm just going to read one of them. Maybe interview a listener over Discord each week, same kind of questions you ask each other, what have you been doing in Minecraft this week, so on and so forth.
I like the idea, but then that comes back to, you got to have the good quality mic, just because the amount of time editing sounds and stuff. Like I said, I'm doing 20 minutes of just cough removal after this one. So if you've got good sounding mic and all that stuff, I could see that kind of being a cool thing. But I would like what Carl was talking about, leaving voice messages on... What was it, Stitcher?
On the Anchor page, which I'll leave in the show notes.
On the Anchor page, yeah. That could be really cool. So if you're talking about something that we covered in last episode, and you want to leave that in there, and we are able to get your quality good enough to put it on the thing, I'm all for that. I love that idea.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Okay, so the next comment is, I love the Block of the Week segment. I wish it was a little more informative and like, how do you know we could do this with the block? Any tips for people? Those kind of things. But I think you've already taken that on board, haven't you, with what you were saying before?
Yeah, we changed something.
I tried. There's some stuff I always forget. Like, a lot of people may not have been playing this game for as long as I have. Mm-hmm. So things are new and they would like to know how to use, like... Of course, I'm still figuring that stuff out. I use spruce trapdoors as decoration blocks on the outside of my house where they don't make sense. For years, trapdoors have been trapdoors to me. You place them as floors and you walk over them, you lift them up, you go through them, that's it.
Yeah.
Now I'm using them like windows and crap and I don't know.
Nice.
That's the worst explanation. Jimbo, you might be able to come up with something better, but... I promise we're trying as much as it sounds like we may not be. I have heard that response, and I definitely feel like we could expand on Block of the Week a little better.
Yeah. Okay. And the final one, get Croc on. I think that was from Croc.
I think it was from Croc.
Yeah.
Just for that, Croc has a lifetime ban.
It's either him or his fan club.
No, Croc, we love to have you on.
Yeah, it's just timing and stuff. We haven't been really doing that lately. I think that's more my fault because I've been so busy with the single player world and Jimbo's been having his eye surgeries and stuff that I haven't really thought to take on a guest, but maybe.
And I kind of muscled my way in on the show. So
yeah, we didn't know Carl was going to be on the show till last night when I was writing up
Carl,
the
script.
Now, really, you should have known last week when Jimbo read out that I was going to be on next week's show. But it seems that you read it and didn't actually compute it.
Did I read it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you act like I listened to Jimbo.
fair point.
Good point.
How likely are you to recommend the show to a friend? 89% of people voted 7 or above on that. So very likely to recommend it to a friend, which is really, really good. How old are you? Data isn't really relevant to the audience, really.
No, I will say we don't have to talk about people's age, but I will say that our average audience member who did the survey is older than I thought. Yeah. So I'm really kind of not happy about that. I shouldn't say not happy. I'm really happy about that because that means we can talk a little bit more freely. I'm not going to let Jimbo take the cursing mask off yet. Yeah. So
I will bleep that.
I'm working.
If it happens, I will bleep it. Don't you worry, guys. I got your back. The audience, but, that is.
Yeah. Carl's going to throw us under the bus.
Yep. With location, again, I'm not going to give that out, but it's the same as our anchor data, which is good just to qualify both sets of data. So that's really good. Mm-hmm. So thank you for filling that out. Again, gender, not really relevant to you guys. The final thing that I put on there, which was a bit of a joke, but some people took me up on the joke. Finally, should Minecraft have red dragons? 56% said maybe if they had a purpose.
They will.
27% said yes, that would be awesome.
Heck yeah, you're my new favorites.
And only 16% took my trolley answer of no, that will just annoy duds.
You're all dead to me. Yeah, I get it. And trust me, if red dragons were put in the game and they didn't have any kind of function, I'd immediately start murdering them all. Not worth it.
But then the next episode will be how to improve red dragons.
Exactly.
So that is it for the survey results. Again, thank you very much to everyone who filled in that survey. The data is more than you can imagine useful to us, and we'll take all them comments and we'll improve the show over time.
Really, thank you guys. I know this episode, in fact, might be a little like a board meeting type episode, because that's the way I was feeling about halfway through it. I don't know if you could tell, that's why I was cutting a lot of jokes towards Jimbo. But this stuff really does help, and I definitely like the idea that Carl had of sharing it on the show.
Yeah.
So you guys can hear your feedback and understand when we read your feedback, we're taking it seriously. I really want to improve the show a lot. So
yeah.
Yep.
All right. So Jimbo, you want to read us out? Because we're way past time.
Yeah. Before we go, I do want to give a thanks to our guest Carl, also our producer. He does a fantastic job with the show.
Way to go, Carl.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. This survey was a big undertaking by him, so GG's.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you like the show, you can share it with all your friends and on social media. If you listen on Spotify, follow us, or if you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a nice review. Doing any of these really helps the show reach more listeners. If you would like to get in contact with the show, send an email to podcast@rippleeffectsmp.com, tweet us, or join our Discord where you can have a chat with everyone that works on the show and fellow listeners. The links are all in the show notes.
Yeah, this show has been brought to you by myself and Jimbo, but also our digital producer and special guest, Carl. He helps make sure the show ends up where it should be and not lost in a bunch of surveys. The amazing music you hear in the intro and outro is created by Decoy. Everyone's social media can be found in the show notes. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for getting withered with us. Go drink your milk, because I butchered that outro. Bye.
See you later, guys.
Bye.